You asshole. September 8th, 2019. I'm Knight Santiago.
And I'm Bobby the Happy.
Bobby the Happy. The Vikings lost?
No, they won. That's why I'm happy.
Are you ready for some football? You heard about Antonio Brown?
Yeah, what a clown he is.
They say he signed a $30 million deal with Minnesota.
Yeah, right.
He's going to play the kicker. Mm-hmm.
As he should.
Yo, did you see that yesterday, before the Raiders announced that they released him, he put out the audio of him talking to the coach?
Yes, that's some bullshit, man.
Is he looking for attention? I don't know anything about this dude, because I'm so out of the fucking loop. Is he looking for attention?
He's a wide receiver.
But, I mean, it's been historically a lot of those, right? Deion Sanders.
It's crazy, cornerback too, because yesterday when that shit happened, I heard that the Raiders released him, which they should have. Because, like, he does everything wrong to do everything wrong. That's his problem.
Yeah.
So, once they released him, I said, you know who's going to pick him up? The Patriots.
You did say that.
And you know what happened?
And then 10 minutes later, you're yelling across the parking lot. Because you told me in conversation, I was joking with Bob. I sent him saying that Minnesota's picking him up, Antonio Brown, whatever. I take every opportunity I can to shit on the Vikings, even though I don't know anything about them. But anyway, I come back to the complex, and he's flipping me off, telling me to go fuck myself.
Because you said that War Moon thing.
Yeah. And then I said, so where do you think he's going? And he was like, he's going to end up in New England. Like, you said it was such fucking you was like, no, that's where he's going.
I know.
And then 10 minutes later, he fucking signed a deal with New England.
That's what happened.
What leads me to believe that you got Tom Brady on speed dial. We are in New England.
I wish I had Giselle on speed dial, not Tom Brady, but
I feel you. Now,
I can't stand the fucking Patriots, but they do that shit all the time, bro. Like Randy Moss. I'm a huge Vikings fan.
Let me ask you, because you just said something real interesting. I can't stand the Patriots. How many football teams are there?
32.
So you can't stand 31 of them, probably, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But
is there any teams you hate more because of grudges with Minnesota?
Well, the Packers, because they're Bears.
Because they make good cheese.
Yeah, well,
you don't like cheese?
They're cheesy, that's why. But the Patriots, because they always fucking win. And other than that, it's...
But Patriots is like, it's kind of like the Bulls when we were younger, right? Like, they're the team
to
hate.
Yeah, you have to
hate. The Yankees, right? The team to hate.
Exactly.
Got you.
But, yeah, so I knew because they did it with Randy Moss. Randy Moss, the same thing with Antonio Brown, number 84.
It seems like the Patriots are the Lakers of the NFL. Where these older players, and I don't even know how old Antonio Brown is. I don't know what team he's played for. I think his haircut is very interesting, and I wonder how to
fuck his haircut is interesting.
But I don't know much about. You know what I do know, and this is it's not completely off the subject, but it kind of is. When I was a kid, and I used to watch football. Yeah, many moons ago.
You're a fetus to me.
You're only a few years older than me. So, yeah, what is you? No. Yeah, I'm a fetus. You're an embryo.
Yeah.
I've always thought football players, wide receivers, quarterbacks were massive guys, like super tall. Mm-hmm. Antonio Brown's shorter than us. Bro? Let's go to the combine.
Let's go.
I do like 30 push-ups a day.
And I'll pass out in 5 seconds.
Put a beer in your hand, and you're right still fucking...
The Bud Light and a fucking Parlor in my hand. Like, yeah, let's do it.
I'm with it. So, Antonio Brown, Patriots.
It's like the same as Randy Moss. Like, they went from their respective teams. They left. They went to to a different team.
Well, Jerry Rice did the same shit, right? Didn't he go to the Raiders and end up on New England as well?
He did, but then he went to Seahawks and...
That's right, Seahawks. I don't think he ever went to Moss
as well. He ended up a Titan somehow.
Right.
But it's just crazy, the number 84. I wore 84 when I played in high school, too, by the
did
way.
Did you?
Because...
What was the significance of that?
I just like that number.
Oh, okay.
And I wore... Well, we had two numbers.
Uh-huh.
So I wore 80...
Wait, like home and away, you had two numbers? Home and away games?
Just whatever jersey you put on. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I had two of them. They're like, this jersey. I had 80 because of Chris Carter, my favorite.
You mean Jerry Rice, you mean?
No, I meant Chris Carter.
No, it's Jerry Rice, like the greatest.
I meant Chris Carter.
Chris Carter?
Right. Chris Carter's better.
I don't even know who that is.
No, there's no
Sean Carter's Jerry Rice.
I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one.
If y'all haven't realized, I love poking the bear because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But if you guys want information, Bobby is the guy to give it to you. So what happens from here? Like, where are we at? I understand the Vikings won today, right?
Yes, sir. That's why Bobby the Happy.
What? Give me a breakdown on division real quick. If you could take 5 minutes and just explain to me, maybe not the complete breakdown of the teams, but who do you think looks good in each division?
All right. The Patriots. They're the Patriots, so.
They're dominating but
I think the Jets are going to be surprising a lot of people.
What do they have? Like, what is their strong suit this
Sam
year?
Sam Darnold. They just signed Le'Veon Bell from Pittsburgh again, another guy that didn't want to play with them.
I recognize the name.
So, we got that. And, of course, my NFC North, I'm going to be biased. I'll say my Vikings are going to win it. But
that's your team.
I'll whisper so nobody hears. Okay. I always think the Packers are going to win the division.
Got you.
And I hate them.
Brett Favre's coming back?
He better, because they look like crap on Thursday night. I'll say that much. And my boys look pretty good today. So, I'm going to pick my Vikings, of course.
Right, right.
Fuck the Packers. And the Bears and all them. Uh-huh. So, I see. I wish I had the rundown of the divisions. So, I'll say the Raiders are going to suck. Oh, it's going to be
Kansas. Let me ask you. You said the Raiders are going to suck. If Antonio worked out with the team, do you think he would have gave them a stronger chance? Or it wouldn't have made much of a difference?
I don't think it would make much of a difference because the rest of the team sucks. You got to have a strong defense, strong.
Right,
strong
but you know offense. How sometimes that one play will tie everything together? It's not
he's
that
good for that. That's why I compare him to Moss.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? And Jerry Rice.
Randy Moss was a strange dude. Like, when I watched him, I couldn't figure the dude out because he seemed so quiet. But he was a fucking... He was a leader.
Was he an asshole?
Yeah. I didn't know. I liked his cornrows back in the day, though.
So, did you like his big-ass fro, too?
I don't even remember him having a fro. September 8th, 2019. Let's time capsule this. Super Bowl predictions. Without a bias. Let's do two. Do what you hope for, but then what you see happening.
All right. Here it is. I can't go against New England until they prove me
that's tough.
I got to go with New England. But I do think Kansas City Chiefs are going to be in a Super Bowl. But until the Patriots prove me wrong, Patriots.
Uh-huh.
Against, I had a good team. It's not going to be the Rams season. I always do it every year, and I hate the fucking team. Patriots, Packers, I do it every year, bro. Every year. And I'm glad the Packers let me down all the time.
So that's what you, that's not what you want to happen, obviously.
No.
I'm Minnesota
that's
there.
What I think every year. So my bias thing is going to be the Chiefs Vikings.
Now, what is that matchup like? Is that heavy offense? Is it heavy defense? Like, what are you? Because I mean, from what I understand from watching, and I don't. I'm a fucking bandwagon motherfucker. Ever since Joe Montana was not even when Steve Young retired was when I stopped watching football.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, but it was around the time building a family. But
old as hell.
But fucking. I remember, or I should say, in past seasons where I watched the game here or there, New England, I hate it. It's very purple. New England, that's a beer holder?
Yeah, that's how I said it. Like my helmet?
So retarded.
I bought your best friend Sonny one too. He has a nice Packers.
You have every, shout out to Sonny, my best friend. You have every Viking fucking member. You got he has a Viking Christmas tree up that I never even noticed because I'm usually sitting on the other side. That's fucking nuts. So what I notice is that New England is solid all around. Like, they don't have many holes in their game.
Until they start losing, I can't go against them. It's just one of the things. But I think the Chiefs are really going to this year.
What do they have going for them?
Patrick Mahomes is their quarterback. He's dope, bro.
Is he related to Sherlock Mahomes?
Probably. I don't know. But he be throwing
is
passes.
Is there a Watson
like,
on the team?
He does, like, you know when you're playing basketball, you do the no-look pass, boom.
Oh, he does that?
In football. And
you know who was doing that shit before that I thought he would do it when he came to the league? What's the big crybabies? The toll from the Panthers, the quarterback.
Oh, Cam Newton.
Cam Newton was fucking incredible in college. And I'm not saying he's not now. I haven't watched, but I know he's a fucking crybaby.
Exactly.
But he was doing shit like that too. And he's a big fucking dude. Now, are there any standout players that we need to look for this season? On any team? Like, is there any... For instance, we watch the NBA and everybody's looking for Zion, right? He's the fucking social network.
Hold on. I gotta do something. I gotta get comfortable, man.
Okay, get comfortable. What do you have to do to get comfortable?
I gotta get fucking comfortable.
You got another Viking jersey under that Viking jersey?
No.
Oh my god. I got this motherfucker. He pulled off a Viking jersey and he's wearing an Eminem t-shirt.
I had to get comfortable, bro.
Two pieces of wardrobe, and all he wears is motherfucking Eminem gear and Viking gear. And I'm happy I'm facing this way because Eminem is behind me looking over my fucking shoulder. I don't have to see this fucking retard toy in your fucking toy corner. Jesus Christ. Can we go one show without talking about Eminem?
I didn't say his name.
You didn't have to.
I had to get comfortable.
You didn't, and you did say his name before we hit record because you said my best friend is on the fucking wall. Sonny, I need some help here. Ray, please.
I just feel a little fucking Eminem. No, that's all.
God forbid. I hope he loses his voice one day.
So what was the question?
I don't even know. Can we go to break? Because I need a moment to breathe. This football shit got me thinking about Eminem and all of this. Fuck, you fucked me up. And we're back. I've calmed down from the Eminem dilemma.
And I took a piss. So
let me ask you a question.
What's up?
And we could. He got the games playing in the background.
Yeah, and his team is losing to the Buccaneers.
Yeah, but wow. They were losing by more a few minutes ago. So I don't know what happened.
His team's losing to my wife's team. They're a bunch of losers, but it's all right.
Listen, I would take a 49er over a Buccaneer any day, even in real life. Why? Because the motherfuckers in the coal mines, breathing all that shit. What are Buccaneers doing? Swinging swords on pirate ships?
I guess.
Man, they can't fuck with us.
You could take gold diggers. I don't want them.
Yeah, but
that's what 49ers are.
They don't dig and keep the shit. Anyway. So there's been this debate that I've been noticing. Let's get to hip-hop.
Yo, so anybody, it's good it's a debate because I'm a master debater.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. This guy today. Fucking Eminem shirts. Fucking dad jokes. It's all fucked up. Where's the shots? You only took one so far.
It's right here.
Jesus Christ. All right, so there's been this talk.
And it's Ciroc because of Vikings. It's my dessert.
There's been this talk, the hip-hop talk. So anybody, no, I'm good, thank you. I'm drinking Rockstar energy drink for the Rockstar in you. I'm looking for sponsorship if you guys didn't know. I tell you what, man, I'm going to start talking shit about these energy drink companies if they don't. I'm going to talk about how they clog arteries and give heart attacks and all types of shit unless they give us some fucking sponsorship.
I'll do it too. But I won't talk shit about my Bud Light because...
What about Bud Light Lime?
Some pussy shit.
I was drinking
but
it.
But yeah, you were drinking it. But you did make a valid point, though.
What was my point? Because I just be making shit up so
you
can't argue
with me. I said, yo, you drinking that pussy shit. You said, Bob, it's the same shit you drink just with a little bit of lime in it.
Just a little lime in it. That's right.
So I got shut down there.
See, I don't remember saying that, but that is a good point.
I appreciate it.
No doubt.
That shit's still good, though.
That's all good.
Whack as hell.
I drink it. I drink it all day. I'm like racking my brain because I was just going to say, oh, the hip-hop talk. So anybody interested in hip-hop talk, we're going to talk about something that I think... To me, initially when I heard people talk about it, it was like one or two people. And usually them one or two people are Vlad and Lord Jamar. Because shout out to DJ Vlad.
I love
his website.
You're Lord Jamar. That's what
How am I Lord Jamar?
Because you hate Eminem.
No, Lord Jamar I don't think hates him. I don't hate Eminem. I think Eminem's dope. I just don't listen to him.
See that?
No, I don't hate him.
You just agreed with
I'm going to disagree with myself. I think Lord Jamar hates Eminem. Anyway, so they've been having this talk about that. Who are guests in the House of Hip Hop? Right?
Yeah.
And initially, I didn't really have an opinion on it. I'm like, whatever. It's not for me, the conversation. But the more I listen to it, because there's more people talking about it. Shout out to China Mac. Shout out to all of these different folks talking about who get... what's his name? Conway talked about it. A bunch of people just talking about it. And everybody has a difference of opinions. What do you feel about that? Would you consider Eminem a guest in the House of Hip Hop?
No.
Why not? Or can I... Do you know the argument, first off? Do you want me to elaborate on what the argument is? You've heard it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Let me tell the people who don't know. Because so what Lord Jamar says is, if you're not black, you're a guest in the House of Hip Hop. Plain and simple, right? Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I feel it's wrong. Just like Buckshot from... what the fuck? Boot Camp Click, I believe.
Yeah, Boot Camp.
He did... Beastie Boys... They were right there with Run DMC. How is a white dude a guest in hip hop if the Beastie Boys are right there selling records with Run DMC?
Right.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense to me either. And I have a few points about it now that I have, you know, a lot of knowledge on the subject. So when I heard people talking about it initially, I was like, all right, I could see listen, the fact of the matter is, and I think you could agree, this country was built on stealing shit, robbing shit, right? Slaving people, the Chinese, the blacks, right?
Right, right.
So for an African-American person to feel wronged in any sense of the way, I'm willing to listen. And I think they have every right. I don't give a shit. I mean, if you want to complain, if you want to, I don't want to hear that shit. Nah, they have every right. You know what I mean? It's cultural bias, and it's fine. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Everybody's entitled to feel or attach themselves to whatever the fuck they want to attach themselves to. With that being said,
the Vikings won.
Vikings, would be a guest in the House of Hip Hop. Nah, but with that being said, I feel like saying anybody's a guest in the House of Hip Hop is just creating walls. It's just building walls around rules and regulations.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but
say whatever the fuck you want.
That's me. It's reverse racism. Is what I think Lord Jamar is doing.
I think Lord Jamar's views, I think a lot of them are wrong. But then I have friends that have the same views. Shout out to my boy Iron Sheik AOA. He's the head of the army of Allah, right? It's my guy. He's a Salafi Muslim. He's a rapper, battle rapper. Y'all check him out. He did the Vlad battles and all. This is my guy, Iron Sheik. I believe for the most part he carries the same opinions. But I will debate on him with it any day of the week. Not because I think he's wrong or right, but because I have a difference of opinion. And here's why.
There's nothing wrong with having difference of opinion. So, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Makes good conversation.
Hip hop was created from another genre of music, or multiple genres, right? You got rock, you got jazz, you got all of these things.
Sure.
Those things were offshoots of other kinds of music.
That's why it's always a sample.
Right. Those things were offshoots of other you know, jazz and rock could have came from tribal style music, right? Right? So at the end of the day, everything comes from that part of the world.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
So when hip hop came along, because of a guy by the name of Kool Herc, there was no restrictions put on it. Meaning the Puerto Ricans in New York were doing the same shit. They were there during the inception of hip hop, right? And this goes on for years. And then hip hop starts to spread to California, to different places. And now we have all types of races in America, you know, becoming part of the culture of hip hop.
Right.
And then it spreads across the world. And now we got China. You know what I mean? Europe is stuck in the 80s. I love it. You know what I mean? It's all hip hop. So to say anybody's a guest in the House of Hip Hop, I think is wrong. Because hip hop, though its intention of being made would have been to entertain those in Kool Herc's neighborhood,
right.
I'm sure that he doesn't have a problem with motherfucking Joe Smo in ass crack fucking Idaho listening to hip hop, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Or being hip hop or emulating hip hop. So to say a white guy who's one of the greatest lyricists of our generation is a guest in the House of Hip Hop, I think is wrong. Because if you're going to say that, then anybody who's in America who's not actually African is a guest in the whole House of fucking music. Right or wrong? Would you agree with
facts,
that?
Yeah.
So,
and I want to say too, because Lord Jamar over that bullshit.
Yeah.
He says white people only say that he's the king of hip hop or the goat of hip hop because how many records he sold.
That's not what he said.
That's not the facts. The facts is that the kick is spit. And I really didn't want to bring him up today. I just wanted to wear my t-shirt.
Yeah.
Watch him the whole time. But
yeah.
That's not facts, bro.
It's, yeah, the fact is I love talking about Eminem. And
he can
for a few
rap,
reasons.
Bro. Like,
he's fucking an amazing lyricist. And I will always say that I've never heard anybody play his in my neighborhood. I've never heard anybody play his music out of their car, but I was listening to his shit on the fucking tapes in my crib.
I couldn't go down the street.
Right.
Because I always have my 12s pumping.
But this is the difference of areas. And that's why you can't judge it, because my hood wasn't, but your hood was.
I would drive down the street and motherfuckers be like singing the song that I'm driving down the street.
And that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I wasn't listening to it in the hood. Nobody in my hood was listening to it. I'm a pretty well-traveled guy.
Yeah, but
whenever I went to other states, I can't think of any other state other than New York and California that wasn't listening to Eminem in the hood. Right? He comes from a hood. It's just a different type of hood. And
that's another argument you could do with fucking Lord Jamar. Nobody plays him in the hood. Detroit's one of the worst places in the fucking world.
Right.
I bet you they were listening to him.
Yeah, I haven't heard a Detroit artist come out and say he wasn't listening
Royce
to him.
Royce the 5'9 did.
No, no, I haven't heard anybody say they weren't listening to him in Detroit.
And
because Detroit, you hear the Danny Browns and all, they say they grew up on him. You know what I'm saying? They from Detroit.
See,
Calico, all of them, all of them dudes.
It's a fucking difference of opinion.
I just think the opinion is whack, and it's I'm a fan of Brand Nubian. I'm a fan of Lil Jamar as an MC. I love his work. Legend.
One of my favorite songs is "Don't Let It Go to Your Head."
Right.
One of my favorite songs.
Yeah, one of my favorites is one.
The beat is dope as hell.
That shit alone, get your back up off the wall. It's just dead. Shit's hard,
but just him like
it's annoying.
I think Lil Jamar really is a fan of Eminem. And he's trying to piss him off to make him go back to the old Eminem.
I don't think so. I think Lil Jamar believes what he says, but I also think he knows he's a shock jock. He's doing what Starr used to do, right?
See, he has a podcast.
Yeah, he has a podcast.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
I believe that he does really believe these opinions, but I also believe that he knows what he's doing by ruffling people's feathers, right? He's creating attention. It's a finance business, right? He knows what he's doing. Lil Jamar is not a dumb dude.
He's a smart
motherfucker.
He's ugly. I think he's doing with his lips. He looks like
he got them gold caps. I was gonna wear one today too. I got a fake one.
You should have.
But I think he knows what he's doing. I think it's a business model, and I think he's going with it. The problem that I have, it's not even an issue. I don't care.
Why attack him?
Who else would they attack that's white? If you're Black
Power,
you said
who's white.
Yes, but exactly. Because Lil Jamar is not attacking anybody who's not white.
I'm saying
it's him. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Who else is he gonna attack? Motherfucker. What's the
Lil Yachty?
No. What's all the other white dude from Cali, from the Bay Area? I don't know. There's just no other. Eminem's is one of the best ever. So it's the perfect target, right? But the problem I have is the platform that he does it on is Vlad, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of Vlad.
And Vlad's a white dude.
He's Russian. He's a Russian Jew. You already said that you're not a big fan of Vlad. And there's a lot of people.
I don't like it because he like just wants to. He's like a girl.
It's the platform, but this is
a girl like that wants to. Bring the gossip.
I don't agree with that.
Listen to the interviews.
Yeah, but he's doing his job. He's a media guy. He's asking the questions. He's in the finance business too. His whole thing is to draw. When he posts the titles of these things, they're not no shocking titles like other people might say. Fucking, you know, Elvis Presley commits suicide on the roof of a church or some shit, and then you go in an article with some other shit. He don't do that. But what bothers me is that Vlad believes he's a guest in the House of Hip Hop. Vlad calls himself a guest in the House of Hip Hop. And he says, I had that opinion prior to Lil Jamar. All right, you may have and you may stand by that, but I think it's the wrong fucking opinion to have. Because if you choose to involve yourself in hip hop, then you're part of fucking hip hop, whether people like it or not.
Exactly.
Who is the fucking gatekeeper for what's real and what's not
like
in hip hop?
Yeah, who's standing up and saying, you can't do it.
You fuck out of here. I grew up in this shit. Bro, I can't ever look at myself as a guest. And that's what really made me think about it, because I'm hearing it. I'm like, I don't really have an opinion. And then I look in the mirror and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm a white Puerto Rican dude from New York. What is my opinion on being a guest? I'm not no fucking guest. I am hip hop. I walk around hip hop. I live hip hop. I write rhymes to this day. It's not just rapping. It's not just dancing. It's how you live. I live hip hop. You live hip hop. This is who we are. So for me to come to a realization, who I am is just a guest. The fuck out of here.
I
want to
bring something up about hip hop too.
Right.
Because I'm so fucking crazy. You know how I always talk shit about Drake and G-Eazy, how they
sing. G-Eazy was the guy I was talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
But I forgot about somebody I really, really like is Nelly. Like, me and my son were sitting upstairs yesterday.
Yeah.
And that song with him and Tim McGraw came on.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he did some country records.
Over and over.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo.
You
I'm
like
so
it?
Bi- yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever really listened to it, but I like Nelly.
I like Nelly. My wife hates
it. I love that. I love the crossover shit. I love the crossover shit when it works. For instance, I wanted to bring that up. You like Post Malone, right?
Hold on. Hopefully we can have an opportunity for him to sit right next to me.
I think. Listen,
yo,
I'm a big.
He thinks he's a Bud Light advocate. There's no bigger advocate.
We're gonna put that out in the universe. Post Malone, we need you on a night with a drunk. We're gonna say that shit every episode till we get them all. Post Malone.
I think
very polarizing to strong-minded hip-hop fans. I consider
and he did a song. Hold on real quick. He did a song on his new album with Ozzy Osbourne.
That's what that? I was going to bring up. Did you hear it?
No, yeah, yeah.
It's fucking dope. Travis Scott on
yes,
it, too.
Yes, sir.
That shit, I listened to it last night.
That shit's fire,
I say this,
bro.
And I say this. I'm hugely biased when it comes to hip-hop. But now it's not because, oh, I like this person. I remember when we were kids. You had to like one, you couldn't like the other, right? It's not, for me, it's because I'm older and I think I just like listening to different shit. I text you rock fucking links all the time. Mm-hmm. I like listening to different shit. Post Malone, from the beginning, I liked him. Even with the White Iverson shit, I was like, yo.
See, I didn't
you
like
can't
White
deny.
Iverson, but after that, I was like.
I liked it. I couldn't deny myself that the shit was good music.
So
it was
you
fun
do
to
like
to.
White artists.
I never said I didn't like white artists. I just said fuck Eminem because you talk about him all the time. Like
I
fuck
didn't
the Vikings.
About him at all today. You brought it up.
I like Warren Moon though.
Yo. I gotta take a leak.
Alright, we'll be right back.
I was gonna text you earlier.
And we're back. Bob, you bled the weasel?
I did. I drained it and everything was good. Yo, I went upstairs and my son says, Braylon, he's the young one. He's a Lions fan. I don't know why, but.
Dude is built like a lion, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. He's and he'd be lying all the time.
And the dad joke.
Got it. But he goes, Dad, when did you change? I said, it didn't change. He said, but you got a different shirt on. So I said, I took the jersey off, you know, to mess with Nike.
Yeah.
And he goes, Daddy, that's not Eminem on your shirt. Well, he asked me. Who said Eminem? I said, it's Eminem. He's like, no, Daddy, it's not Eminem. That's you on your shirt. I'm like, no.
I can see how a six-year-old would think that you
we
look
had
like, him.
Like a 30-second argument about this is not me on my shirt. He's like, Daddy, that's you. I'm like, no, it's not.
That's funny. You heard about the Khabib fight? You know about Khabib?
Yeah, that's the dude that got knocked out last night, right?
No, he knocked the other dude out.
Yeah, that. Somebody got knocked out last
You don't know shit about sports, bro.
I know shit about sports. You know shit about fucking MMA.
I don't. I just clicked on a link on Worldstar. I don't know shit going down.
I know. I watched SportsCenter this morning at like 5 o'clock.
SportsCenter?
And some dude got knocked the fuck out.
SportsCenter? Nah, he didn't get knocked out, though. He tapped out. Somebody else got knocked out.
Oh, see, I'm talking about it was last night, too, because that clown with the two dogs. I'm not going to mention no names.
Mr. T?
He came around, he's like, I'm into MMA, not football. Burr.
Mr. T.
Is that Mr. T? That's what you call him?
The guy from the A-Team?
Pity fool. Yeah, I pity you fool.
That motherfucker? Word. So what else is going on, bro?
Other than that, yo, did you hear about this bullshit? This is funny as fuck.
What's that?
Funny story. This Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Yo, I just seen the recipe for it. I'm gonna
but
make
did
one.
You hear what happened? And
what is the rave about this shit? Is it that fucking good?
Yo, I don't like chicken.
You don't like Popeye?
I mean, I'll eat it, but I'm not.
Did you
not
watch Popeye when you was a kid?
Hell yeah.
You like spinach?
Hell no.
Try the sandwich, bro.
No. Oh. But no, but the sandwich, right? These motherfuckers, I think it's like. That's your best friend. You want to answer?
No. Who's that, Ray?
Sonny.
Sonny need to come on the podcast.
But, so these dudes put their masks on and robbed a Popeyes.
For money?
No.
For chicken sandwiches?
For chicken sandwiches. The people were like, we're out of chicken.
You
like,
know what I say to
they
that?
They were trying to give them
they
the,
said,
the
you know
keys
it's hard
the
out here for a pimp. They gotta get them chicken sandwiches,
they were
bro.
Trying to give them the safe.
Were they homeless?
I don't know all that, but...
Yeah, they probably weren't if they could afford a mask and a gun.
They were trying to give them the save, and they're like, no, we want chicken sandwich. Like,
you know what I think that proves? Because I've been... And I have clicked on none of them shits. But every day, I have a routine of ratchet websites I go to, like real ghetto shit, and I can't break the routine for whatever reason. But I go to, like, Media Takeout, which is always bullshit. It's all made up. It's like the sun. You know how you get in a supermarket, you get that little shit with all the fake stories that'll say like, you know, Godzilla gets found in Indian Ocean or some shit. I read Media Takeout, and then I go to World Star, which is a whole lot of other bullshit just because I like to be entertained. So I like looking at the fights because they don't make bum fight videos anymore.
Oh, remember?
Yes, I used to love bum fights. I wanted to be on bum fights. If I could have been like a teenager beating up a bum with a shotgun
for no reason,
yo, that shit was nuts. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one that they had? Faces of Death. Like, because
that
you don't remember that shit?
Nah.
The dude that made Faces of Death killed himself on the video at the end of the shit.
See, yeah, I don't remember that
shit. Oh, man, we got to find that shit. But, so Faces of Death. But now I go to World Star to see fights and just bullshit. But you know what I've been doing lately? I've been trying to avoid doing that. Like, I'll go on these sites just because it's routine, but I end up clicking on nothing because I realize the importance of a visual diet. You ever heard of that before?
Hell no. I don't know what diet is.
That's because you don't watch shit but football. So... So, just bear with me a second.
I know
on
your team is winning right now.
There we go, the 59ers. they got Joe Montana back, I heard.
It should be the 69ers.
Nah, that would be a porn squad.
Because that number sucks.
That's the porn squad. She's three in a row.
I'm on a roll right now.
So, visual diet is when you kind of avoid looking at anything negative just to avoid thinking negative, right? So I had heard somebody talk about it a while ago. It might have been Will Smith or something say it on his Instagram video. So I was like, yo, let me try this. So for like 2 or 3 weeks, the last few weeks, I stopped watching the news. I don't really watch news anyway, but I stopped watching like fights on the internet. Right. I stopped watching, like if I see a link that says, you know, like mother loses baby and some or fire, I won't click on anything. All I've been clicking on is comedy. So I've been watching a lot of Gary Owen. You could pass for Gary Owen too, like if you gain like 50 pounds. You could be Gary Owen. Gary Owen and Eminem.
That's funny song.
Gary Mathers. Marshall Owen. I've been watching him. I've been watching Brendan Schaub. I've been watching Theo Vaughn. So I've just been watching comedy. I tell you what. I feel good, bro. Like, I don't feel like... I felt like before, like, I could always snap at any moment. Mm-hmm. Like, something set me off for me to wild out. But I feel so much calmer since I've just been working, drawing and shit, and just watching funny shit.
It's like different with you though, because you're like so talented, bro. You can. I'm not gassing you up right now.
Nah, I don't take it like that.
You're like super talented. Like,
I don't think I am though. And here's why. And this is not me being super modest though. You know how somebody get props and like, don't give me. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is there's a difference between talent and skill. And I feel like.
You don't feel you have the skill?
No, I feel like I have tons of skill. I feel like I have zero talent. And here's why. If I stop drawing for a week and I pick up a pencil or I pick up my tablet to draw, it takes me hours just to get back in the rhythm. If I stop writing rhymes for a week, it'll take me a month to get a verse done.
Really?
Yeah. But I've seen you throw a football and you haven't played in a game in fucking decades and you can still throw a fucking football.
Right.
That's talent. What I feel like I have is a shitload of skill, and I think I have a lot of intelligence in navigating around the talent thing. But if I had talent or more talent than what the fucking universe has given me, I think I would be so much more impressive and scary. The thing is all of these things that you think I'm good at, I do every single fucking day of my life.
Right, true.
So whenever I stop doing them, like if we go on vacation, it takes me so much longer to get back in the groove.
True.
And I feel like watching positive things has allowed me to put less stress on my fucking skill. Meaning that because I'm not looking at anything that gets me angry or upset or pissed off and I'm positive all day, I'm more positive and more willing to dive into a new project knowing that, I want to get this shit done. I can do it. As opposed to being like, I don't feel like doing this shit and still having to do it.
Gotcha.
I don't even know why I brought that up.
Me either, bud. It's cool though. Like when you said me throwing a football.
Yeah.
I could throw a football. But if my older brother, your other best friend.
Oh, what's up, Ray?
Yeah. If he was running.
We had a conversation about playing catch.
That dude is that dude. Like.
Yeah, but that's different. That's just you noticing a family member has more talent.
If I was throwing a football and that dude was coming at me, I'd be scared. Like, Ray was fucking furious. Like,
yeah.
Let me tell you a quick story. Do we have enough time?
Of course.
Good. I'm a fucking, I believe a freshman at the time. So I was able to play, the fuck is that called? Whatever.
Hacky sack. Not solitaire.
No.
Numbers. Tetris.
It comes to football, bitch.
Oh. Field goals.
Anyway. So the varsity has their games. And they, junior varsity. That's what I was trying to say. I was like,
you was on JV? Guy.
Yeah. And they loved the way and Coach Bruce.
Was you this tall at that time?
Hell no.
Oh, I just, you'd have been a massive fucking JV quarterback. So
they called me up because they loved the way I played. Whatever. My brother was like, top notch, like, for real.
How much older is Ray to you?
2 years.
Okay. Oh, so yeah, pretty.
I'll be 40. Close. He'll be 42 or 43. I don't know. Ray, I don't know your age. Sorry, bro. But so I'm sitting on the sidelines, and it's pow. Everybody on the sideline.
A plane crash?
That's what we thought. We looked back, and the coach grabs me by my face mask and goes, "That was your brother." And Ray standing over this dude like...
Ah. Wait. This was during the game? Like, this was during part of the game?
Yes.
Okay.
My brother tackled this kid so fucking hard.
He killed him?
Coma. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, like, Ray, you fucked up, bro. Like, I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
Yo, he put it on him and he was like... You know, because after you make a tackle, whatever.
Yeah.
You do your little thing.
Yeah.
Ray put it on. I'm like, yo, car crash.
Was that the first time you witnessed that?
With him, yes. That's but dope. He's done it a billion times.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's the first time you got to fucking feel the impact up close. I was on the sideline.
And I'm like his little brother. I'm looking like a car just got hit.
So, wait, but so y'all was on the same team together?
So the coach came to me and was like, yeah.
Okay,
I was JV.
Yeah, that's why I asked the age difference here.
He was like, come up. Or not him, but the coach.
Yeah.
Because they thought I was dope too, so. And I heard that crash, boom. And I'm looking, and the coach came up to me, grabbed me by my face mask, and was like, that was your brother, not... I'm like, what? And then there's Ray like this.
What position he play?
He played cornerback? Linebacker.
Oh.
He played fullback.
Well, what's his size back then?
He was big? He was big.
Like muscle?
He was big.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I was a scrawny. You see me? I'm not that big right now.
But I'm saying, so he was built like a linebacker.
He was meant to
play. You're built like a quarterback anyway, so.
I never played quarterback, though. How about that?
You didn't?
No.
So what position you play?
I was a wide receiver.
Oh.
You but can I catch. I didn't throw the ball, though.
Well, you can't catch that good because I've never seen you catch a cold. My dad joke. I got one. But I have a glory story with football, too. So when I got to school freshman year, I wanted to play football. So I joined every team the school had. And this was to keep me off the block, to keep me from you fucking off. And I was always a good student. Like, I loved learning, but I was bad in the street. Anyway, so I joined the football team, and I was the smallest guy on the team. Tried out for quarterback, nah. Tried out for wide receiver, nah. Tried out for kicker, couldn't kick. I'm not good at sports, right? So, but one of the coaches was from my block. His name's Coach Smiley. Shout out to Smiley if you're listening. And he was like, Knight, we're going to get you on the team some sort of way. And I said, motherfucker, I'm not handing out water. Like, I'm not going to be that dude. Like, I'd rather just not... I'd rather be like a male cheerleader or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. And he was like, nah, we're gonna put
That's
you in.
That's funny too. My brother Ray, he always told me, he's like, you're gonna be a good sports guy when you get older.
Yeah.
You'll be a male cheerleader. Fuck you, Ray.
But so he ends up getting me into the practices and every practice.
Oh, by the way, the Vikings won.
Oh, shout out to the Vikings. Who'd they fight? They fought
a team that lost, the Falcons.
They fought a bunch of birds.
Yeah, true.
That's, come on. They don't get credit for that shit.
Oh,
Vikings,
fuck you.
Vikings eat raw birds all the fucking time.
We got the Packers next, but go ahead.
What are the Packers packing? And why are they so good? They got good duct tape.
They got Aaron Rodgers, but what's your story?
Who's that? That's Brett Favre's little brother. Aaron Rodgers, Roy Rodgers' brother.
Yep.
So he gets me into the practice rotation, right? And I'm doing these 15-yard drills. And for 3 weeks straight before the first game, I was getting laid out every single fucking play. Every play. Every play, no matter who hit me.
Shit, no fun, right?
Yo, I could not figure out how to fall right. Like, it came to the point where it was like, all right, I know I'm going to fall.
I'm just going
to
fall.
Like, yeah, but I don't want to hit my head. Like, I kept banging my head. So I had to learn. This is how pathetic I was in football. And I was like, yo, I'm not worried about hitting. I'm not worried about getting hit because in my head, I know I'm going down. I need to learn how to fall better. Like, that was my whole thing. Let me learn how to fall. Let me learn how to fall. Like, I was the joke of the team. But I was funny. So I cracked jokes all the time. They kept me around. All the varsity players would come to JV practice just to see me crack jokes. And they knew that I was running 20 laps at the end of every single practice. So that's the thing. My entire first 2 years of high school, I was running 20 extra laps after every... I was the only one. Right. I was the only fucking guy on the team because I couldn't shut my mouth. I was just talking shit to the coaches, talking shit, just dissing everybody. Anyway, so the third game of the season comes. I'm Kennedy High School. We're playing Stevenson High School. No, we're playing... Yeah, we're playing Stevenson High School, Stevenson Field. Fourth quarter, my brother comes to the game, my older brother. My older brother played for Evander High School. Okay. He's 6 years older than me, so he's significantly older. You know, when you're younger, that age difference means more. He's an adult, you know what I'm saying? I'm a kid. Freshman year of high school. He's in the crowd sitting with some chick. He ain't even really paying attention. And it's fourth quarter. And my brother yells to the coach, "Smiley, put the motherfucker in the game. I gotta go." Like, he yells to the coach, and Smiley's like, he turns around and he was like, "Fuck." You know what I'm saying? Because him and my brother were tight. So he was like, "I gotta put." And I seen I had the biggest smile on my face because I knew my brother was the only person that could influence the coaches to put me in the game.
Right, exactly.
So Smiley comes up to me and he's like, "All right, Santiago, we're going to put you in your close half, cornerback." He's like, "You're the last fucking line of defense." He was like, "The ball's not going anywhere near you." He was like, "The run plays are not going anywhere near you." They had just, at that time, Stevenson had a big fucking... So I'm probably 5'3", 120 pounds.
Right.
Their running back was my size now, 6 feet, you know, 180 pounds. As a high school kid. Talking about a freshman in fucking high school. So I'm like, he's like, "Yo, listen, they were throwing pass plays, and then they started doing, you know, 5 yard run plays because they were busting our ass. They were beating us." So it's fourth quarter, it's about 2 minutes left in the game. Coach puts me in. He says, "Listen, Santiago, the last line of defense, the ball ain't going nowhere near you. But if it does, you better fucking stop it."
Mm-hmm.
He was like, "I don't expect anything. I don't expect an interception. Just stop the fucking ball." All right, coach. So I'm going in the game, and I'm like, I just look good. You know, I got my shoulder pads on. I'm the only person on the team without dirt on my jersey. The
girls come up, and they want to see
And the girls loved me at that time, you know what I'm saying? Because I was the only untouched football player. So I'm there.
That's for that reason.
And you was a wide receiver, so you understand how that is. When we're running these wide out plays, I'm already 15 yards back. And then when the ball gets hiked, I got to run further back 15 yards just to avoid a long Hail Mary or something.
Yes, sir.
So I run back. I'm joking, playing around when the play is going on. 10 seconds into the play, Smiley's yelling, "Santiago, turn around." Yo, the Matrix happened at that moment because I realized I was about to fucking die. I turn around. It was like slow-mo. I turn around. 20 yards down the field is a 6 foot, 180-pound-year-old, 13-year-old
coming at me,
smiling. Yep, yep. Like, he's cuffing the ball.
He wanted to hurt your ass.
Like, everything was, he was laughing. And I'm like, "Fuck!" And I hear my brother from the stands, "Yo, Nate, get him!" He's saying that. And this is my brother that forced the coach in. Bro, I squatted down and I closed my eyes and I just ran towards him. Because I was like, if this is my moment to die, I'm going to die trying. I was scared for my life. I was a little dude. This guy's an adult. I closed my eyes and it all slow-mo. We get within 5 yards. The big dude says, "Fuck you." Like, he says it in my fight where I hear him. That "fuck you" was my fuel. I stuck my hand underneath his shoulder pads. I'm 130 pounds. Lifted him off the ground and straight fucking rock bottomed him onto the shit. The ball pops out. The other cornerback, Adonis, my boy Adonis, picks up the ball, runs for a touchdown. They made me a starter after that.
No doubt, yeah.
It was the most amazing fucking play in my life.
My freshman team was garbage.
Yeah.
It was garbage. We couldn't win a game. We didn't win a game.
Yeah.
But when we was playing, it was 0-0 against Joe Barlow's Reading team.
Yeah.
Snap, "Bobby, you're going to get the ball." I'm like, "All right, cool." So I go, boom. They throw it, I catch it. I'm like, "Bet. Touchdown." Because we didn't score anything. We sucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there were soccer lines where the football lines were supposed to be. So I'm fucking celebrating.
And you're not even in the end zone.
I got tackled, bro. And it was a 0-0 tie against Joe Barlow.
You could have won the game right there.
I could have, but
that's
I didn't.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I was telling him, I'm like, yeah, I won, yay!
Well, listen, loser. Let's go to break. I got time for one more segment before my wife screams at me for being home late for dinner.
No doubt.
I'll be right back. And we're back. This whole podcast has been sponsored by Anchor and been sponsored by the Vikings, I guess.
And Bud Light.
Oh, the 49ers 20-7! They're going to win for sure, right?
They're playing quarter. The Bucks. Who cares?
But they're going to win for sure, you think, right?
Who, the Niners?
Yeah. Is Ken Norton still on the 49ers?
No. Warren Moon's their quarterback, though.
That's what's up. I like that guy. He's like the Karl Malone of football.
So, yo, check this out. You ever have any fucked up injuries?
Yes. I'll tell you a quick story right now. I'm a camp counselor at the Marshallu Montefiore Community Center.
What camps they got in the Bronx?
They got like day camps, and then they got other camps where you like go outside and you clean. It's called community service. So
they better clean up the Bronx because you guys ain't doing well.
Nah, but so I'm playing basketball after work. I'm a after school counselor. After work, I'm downstairs playing basketball in the gym of the community center with all the adults. I'm not an adult. I'm like 16 at the time.
Right.
But I could dunk. I couldn't play basketball for shit.
I could dunk too, baby.
But I was 6 feet. I could dunk. I'm able to dunk. I could dribble real good. I'm the dude on the court that looked like he could play, and then you regret picking him. You know what I mean? Because I couldn't shoot rainbows all day. I was Lucky Charms back then. So,
Lucky Charms.
So I'm playing whatever, and we're running a full. And this is back in the day when the backboards weren't fiberglass. They were wood.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up to dunk, and I had the wide open lane. I go up to dunk, and somebody pushes me from behind. So my hand hits the bottom of the backboard. I fall down. I land on my feet, and I kind of stumble, and I turn around, and I see the dude that pushed me standing there. And it was like a split second. It was like no pause. And I turned around and I punched him. I see all the blood in his face. And in my head, I'm like, oh, stigmata. I hit him so hard, he's bleeding through his skin.
Right.
And he just stands there looking at me. Obviously, the punch did nothing. He's looking at me. And I'm like, the fuck you looking at? And this is an adult. And he points down to my hand. And I look down at my hand. And my index finger on my right hand, the bone was hanging off of my hand. And all the skin was flapping on the bottom. And I was like, oh, shit. So basically
that
from
happened
my...
from punching him?
No, that happened from my hand hitting the bottom of the backboard when he pushed me. It split from the nail to my wrist. And I had that open. And thank God, this is the Marshallu Montefiore Community Center. North Central Hospital was down the block. So I just collected my skin. And I walked to... They tried to call an ambulance, but I already knew I would have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked to the hospital. And they sewed me up. And I think I had 40-something stitches. And that was one of the worst. I have other stories too, but I'll tell that one now. That was one of the worst injuries. I couldn't use my right hand for like 6 months. I couldn't move the finger. And to this day, I have no feeling in that hand.
Sounds like similar to me with this one. You can see the scar right here. My finger's stuck like that.
You got a right angle for a pinky.
Yeah, I pick my nose good with it.
That's true. It's like a hook. Can you do that to my hand?
Yeah, I can do this shit.
You're getting angles that nobody can get. Like I can't even bend that.
Like, it goes back to the conversation where, like, I used to be able to fucking, like Sonny would say, jump out the roof, like, dunk.
So you was dunking. How far over the rim was you getting?
I don't know.
You was super high, though? I could just barely dunk. I could dunk, but just barely. Like, I'm just barely getting the ball over the rim.
Sonny and them people were watching me.
So you're catching alley-oops and all that
shit.
Yeah,
right. So I'm like, girls were around. I'm like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shit was impressive. Yeah.
Bow. My finger. This one's already crooked, so I'll show you on this one. It was like this, dude.
Oh. And so you jammed it so bad.
My boy was there. He's like, yo, Bobby, is this okay? Let me pull it. And he pulled it.
Didn't do nothing.
Nothing.
That's how you know it ain't out of place. It's some college shit.
This is what I get for showing off. My mom didn't even know I smoked cigarettes at this time. So I go to the crib. My stepfather is an EMT. So I'm like, Pops, what do you think about it? He's like, go to the fucking hospital, dog. Like, just go.
Yeah.
And I ended up having to spend the night at the hospital.
Wait, you say your stepfather was ET?
EMT.
Oh, I'm about to say. Like, why would you go to him if you're an alien?
Yeah, there's no aliens around here. I might be the alien.
You might be one.
To be honest with you.
There's one on your shirt.
So my mom, you know, brought me there, whatever. So when we left, I had to stay there the night. I'm in a wheelchair for a fucking finger, which is stupid as hell.
They had you sitting in a wheelchair because of your finger?
After...
That had to be... But I think that that was just hospital protocol.
See the scar? Like, they cut... I broke every fucking... Tore ligaments.
But what the fuck did they put in there that it looks like that? They put a right angle in there?
There's a pin in there. So, hold on. So, I'm going to get to that later.
Okay.
So, anyway, that's the first night my mom knew I smoked. I'm like, Mom, give me a fucking cigarette. I need a cigarette.
Yeah.
So, years go by. My finger was a lot better than this. It was kind of like this. So, I go play basketball with Sonny and my cousin Daniel.
How many years after that incident is this?
Jesus Christ.
Is it like a significant amount of time?
Yeah,
like
it was 5 years. So, I'm drunk playing basketball. I'm like, yeah, hey, I'm the best. Let's play.
Yeah.
Get a rebound. This happened. I said, you know what? I'm not fixing it.
Yeah. And
that's why it's stuck like that.
If so, how it's been 20 years it's been like that?
Probably.
I tell you what, man. I tell you one thing I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the fact that... You ever met Woody Harrelson?
No.
I'm happy that you never met him, because if you did, they might have never made White Man Can't Jump. Because you could actually jump. And I love that
not
movie.
Not anymore.
I'm saying back then you could.
Mm-hmm.
I never seen Kevin McHale dunk. Larry Bird barely. Like, he didn't. He was a shooter, you know what I'm saying?
But no, then another fucking fucked up injury is funny. So, yeah. See my lip?
Yeah.
You see how it's swollen right here?
Yeah, yeah.
Eminem has the same lip problem, but I don't know what happened to him. But me and my boy Rick, like I always, on every podcast, think I'm a drunk.
You got another podcast with a guy named Rick?
No.
Oh.
I said on the podcast.
I felt used for a second.
No, I don't. I don't cheat on nobody. I stay single. But yeah, my lip right here. Playing softball. You saw the pictures.
Yeah. A
couple weeks ago. I was playing right field. He was playing second base. The ball got hit. We run in. Nobody called it. Nobody. Foul. My head. My lip. His head. This shit was hanging
off. Wait, that was Sonny's head?
No, Rick.
Oh.
This shit was hanging off, bro. I didn't know.
How many stitches you need for them to sew that shit back?
It was plastic surgery.
Alright, that's what I was going to say. Because how the fuck would they even do that?
But I didn't know. Like, I had a Yankees-Mets game to go to.
That same day?
That same...
And you went?
You goddamn right. I told the plastic surgeon. I'll tell you what, look.
If y'all ever heard stories about diehard sports fans and don't know any of them, I got one right here. Because I never met nobody like you before you.
I said, look. Do what you have to do. Make sure that plastic surgeon is coming. Because I got a Yankees-Mets game. It was the first Subway Series that meant something.
Yeah.
I'm like, so make it good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I ended up at the game. And the fucked up thing is, my Uncle Hector, Ray, I'm not sure if Ray was there, but Joey, my little brother, they were all there. They're eating fucking sausages. I'm drinking beer out
of a straw. Hey, sausage.
I'm drinking beer out of a straw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I do. I like to drink. And they were like, don't drink, whatever.
That's crazy. Well, with that being said, this is my time. This is our time. I got to run back to the house before my wife locks me out of it. I have an idea, and I'm not going to do it right now because I'm pressed for time, but maybe next week. Because one thing we brought up in past shows, or the last show that we didn't even mention in this show, was that you agreed to at least do a track with me, a song.
I will.
So that's already been, there's nothing surprising about that. But what I want to do, if you're cool with it, and you don't have to if you don't want to, but I definitely want to do it. At the end of every episode, I want to just spit a verse. And it don't got to be nothing new. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like I got so much shit in my head that I want to get out. And I feel like getting it out with you in the room is the perfect platform to inspire and to be inspired. Because the day after that podcast that we recorded, where I told you that Sonny had sent me the thing, you started writing again. And you spit a couple bars to me. And I was like, fuck, man. Like, this is the first time where I feel like I want to write. I write every day regardless. But I don't write because I want to. I write because of what I said before. When I stop, I become fucking whack. You know what I'm saying? So I want to do that if you're cool with that.
I'll do it.
So that sounds good. So y'all could expect that. But there we go. For a night with a drunk, I'm Knight Santiago.
And the Vikings won, baby!
The Vikings won! Catch y'all next time.